hundreds of thousands of people have taken to the streets of Taiwan today in what's being called a democratic carnival. The march was organized by Taiwan's ruling Democratic Progressive Party to protest an anti-secession law that mainland China passed earlier this month. The new Chinese law authorizes Beijing to use what it euphemistically calls non-peaceful means to reunite with Taiwan if that island declares official independence. Demonstrators today have been chanting oppose war, love Taiwan. NPR's Rob Gifford is in Beijing.
China's anti-secession law was meant to send a strong message to Taiwanese President Chen Shui-bian not to push Taiwan any further towards official independence before the end of his second term in 2008. In fact, many analysts say the law has backfired. The U.S. has called it unhelpful, and the European Union, on the verge of lifting a 15-year arms embargo on China, said it would be difficult to lift the embargo in the light of the new legislation. Now, hundreds of thousands of people have come out on the streets of Taipei to tell Beijing to back off. Xiaobi Kim is a senior legislator in President Chen Shui-bian's Democratic Progressive Party and a supporter of today's march.
This march is a response to China's passage of the so-called anti-secession law. The vast majority of the people here in Taiwan are against this law. They feel insulted by the law and threatened by the law. And this march is a demonstration of the Taiwanese people's will and opinion and our persistence in maintaining the peace and democracy in Taiwan.
For the mainland Chinese, this whole debate is all about territory and ethnicity. Taiwanese people are Chinese, they say, and Taiwan itself used to belong to China before the two were separated at the end of the Chinese Civil War in 1949. All of this is about restoring what is rightfully Chinese. For many Taiwanese, on the other hand, political system trumps ethnicity every time. Even those Taiwanese who are conciliatory to the mainland say they've fought for 50 years to overthrow the dictatorship in Taiwan, and there's no way they're going to accept being ruled again by a one-party state. As a condition of even holding talks between the two sides, Beijing says Taiwan must recognize it is part of one China. Xiaobi Kim says it's not just her traditionally pro-independence party that opposes that.
The political conditions of one China, of China governing Taiwan, this is something that we who have worked for many years to achieve democracy cannot accept at this point. This position is promoted not only by the DPP. The other political parties in Taiwan also agree that Taiwan, the Republic of China, is already an independent country.
Those are words that Beijing does not want to hear, though there's little the Chinese Communist Party can do unless Taiwan actually stands up and declares that it's not just de facto, but officially independent. Meanwhile, as China continues to breathe fire, Philip Yang of National Taiwan University says Beijing is succeeding in changing the mood in Taiwan and alienating even those who previously thought of reunification as a possibility.
In the past, there's probably the debate between unification and independence. But I believe that after the anti-secession law, there's only the debate of whether we should go for independence or should remain as the status quo.
Beijing continues to say we can work out a deal, like the deal worked out with Hong Kong called One Country, Two Systems, whereby Taiwan would retain its whole way of life, its currency, its institutions, as long as it gave up overall sovereignty to Beijing. The big difference there is that the people of Hong Kong had no choice when they were returned by Britain to Chinese rule. The people of Taiwan can choose, and so far they're saying a very clear no to China. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.